Hatefully Yours by Mary of Soul. Read by Interstellar Blue. Hyunjin is having a very bad morning. It's hard to have a good morning when working in a coffee shop near a broadcasting studio, but this particular morning has been especially horrific. Hyunjin was almost late to work because of the crowd of fans between the bus stop and the shop. He burned himself again with the steaming wand, and some PA already made his co-worker cry when she accidentally put soy milk instead of oat milk in their latte. On top of that, Hyunjin has had to clear the seating area of fans twice since they opened this morning. He's gotten enough dirty looks to last a lifetime, but if they're not going to buy anything, they can't take up the seats for actual paying customers. He doesn't care if they want to catch a glimpse of Han. So does the rest of Korea. Hyunjin just wants to get paid. It's not that he hates Han, but Hyunjin has worked close enough to the studios and heard enough of Han's fanbase gushing over him that the idea of him has lost its shine. But this is the week leading up to the release of Han's new mini-album, so the nearby studio has been busy as Han prepares for his comeback and his fans camp out to be able to participate in the audience during the recordings. Hyunjin just has to deal. He taps on Seungmin's shoulder to cover him for a minute while he runs to the bathroom, trying to hurry because of the sudden rush they're experiencing. As he's leaving the bathroom, he hears a low, angry voice coming from around the corner. His co-worker hasn't come back since the PA yelled at her, and their manager isn't always the most understanding. He wonders if she's getting in trouble with him. Hyunjin tries to be quiet as he peeks around the corner, because if she needs a rescue, he has to time it perfectly, but he stops in surprise when he sees it's neither his manager nor his co-worker standing near the staff room. It's a stranger, hat pulled low and phone pressed tightly to his ear. As Hyunjin is about to ask what this customer is doing in the employees-only area, the guy looks up. When he sees Hyunjin standing there, he freezes and then says abruptly, "I gotta go." He hangs up the phone and slides it in his pocket before frowning at Hyunjin. "Spying on me?" "Excuse me?" Hyunjin asks. "I work here." "Sure," the guy says, glancing down at Hyunjin's clothes. Hyunjin looks down too. He's just wearing his usual black t-shirt and jeans, his blonde hair pulled back in a half ponytail. He'd left his apron with his name tag and the coffee shop logo at the front while he went to the bathroom. "I really do," Hyunjin says, "and you're not supposed to be back here." "Just leave me alone," the guy grumbles. "You're all the same." "What's that supposed to mean?" Hyunjin asks. The guy rolls his eyes and skirts around Hyunjin to head back to the main area of the coffee shop, where customers are supposed to be. Hyunjin feels his face heat with annoyance and frustration as he turns on his heels and follows the guy. What a massive dick. As soon as he pulls his apron back on, Seungmin presses two new cups into his hands for him to fill. He pulls the shots and scoops the ice and pop the lids on. "Two iced Americanos for Minoshi," he calls out, setting the cups down on the counter. "Thanks," the customer says as he grabs them, turning to hand one to his companion. As he does, Hyunjin's gaze tracks to him as well and sees it's the guy from the back. "Oh," he says, his voice hard. "It's you." The guy looks surprised and then frowns when he sees Hyunjin's face. Then, as his gaze travels down to the logo on Hyunjin's apron, his mouth drops open in surprise. "Oh, shit," he says. Hyunjin raises an eyebrow at him. "Should I even expect an apology?" The customer who ordered Mino chokes. "What?" "Well, I was going to, but now you've pissed me off again," the guy says. "Chisung," Mino sputters. "What are you saying?" Hyunjin laughs, but it's not supposed to be a happy one. More than a few heads turn in their direction. If Hyunjin still had the coffees in his hand, he'd have half a mind to toss it right on this jerk. "What?" Jisung huffs. He rolls his eyes. "Let's just go, Hyung." Hyunjin rolls his eyes and turns away. The shop is too busy to linger on a shitty customer interaction for too long. He stops short when he sees Seungmin and his other co-workers staring at him in shock. "What?" Hyunjin asks defensively, putting his hands on his hips. "That guy was a dick."
"Hyunjin," Seungmin whispers in mild horror. "That was Han Jisung. Like, triple million seller close, Han. JYP's top star, Han. Queer icon, Han? Hyunjin, tell me you're joking. What?
Hyunjin glances over his shoulder, but Jisung and his companion are already gone. That was Korea's sweetheart, Han?
No way.
Yes, Sungmin says. You didn't recognize him?
Hyunjin blinks. He must have been blinded by his annoyance.
Well, he says, Han Jisung is a dick.
When Hyunjin drags himself into his tiny kitchen the next morning, Felix is waiting for him.
Hey, Felix says, eyeing him. Doing okay?
Tired, Hyunjin grumbles, reaching out to hug Felix.
Felix pats Hyunjin's back. Have you looked at your phone?
Hyunjin shakes his head.
He's not awake enough to look at his messages yet, and if his manager is asking him to come in early, he wants to pretend he didn't see it.
There's something you should see, Felix says, pulling out his phone and angling it so Hyunjin can see it.
He goes into their group chat with Jongin and Sungmin and clicks on a link to Twitter. As the video starts to play, Hyunjin recognizes his workplace and then himself.
What the hell?
Hyunjin glances at Felix. Someone was recording me at work?
Not you specifically, Felix says. Just watch.
Hyunjin doesn't need to. He lived it, but he watches anyway. From the angle of the video, Jisung's face is hidden and his voice isn't audible, but Hyunjin's unimpressed face is clearly visible. That and the angry red flush.
And then it's perfectly audible when Hyunjin says, "What? That guy was a dick."
The person recording gasps, and then gasps again when Hyunjin continues to say,
"Well, Han Jisung is a dick."
Hyunjin's hand shakes around the phone. He doesn't even remember taking it from Felix. Of course, someone had been recording, because apparently Hyunjin was the only one who didn't recognize Han.
The comments are kind of wild, Felix says.
Hyunjin scrolls down, jaw dropping and face heating again as he scrolls past comment after comment. There's speculation that Hyunjin asked for an autograph, and Han turned him down politely, and Hyunjin lost his mind and cursed him out after. There are nasty comments calling for his head, for calling Han a dick. There's even someone asking for a boycott of the coffee shop if Hyunjin's manager doesn't fire him immediately.
What the actual fuck? Hyunjin whispers. That's not what happened at all. He was the one who was nasty to me.
What happened? Felix asks. Hyunjin explains the entire sequence of events, his words tripping out of his mouth the more flustered he gets.
I mean, maybe I shouldn't have cursed him out, but I was just standing up for myself, Hyunjin finishes. If it were a normal person, no one would even care.
You just had to curse out Korea's sweetheart, Felix sighs.
Hyunjin throws his hands up. He's a dick.
Relax, Felix says with a laugh. I'm on your side.
It looks like you're the only one, Hyunjin says.
Oh, God.
He hurries to his room to finally look at his phone, groaning when he sees the amount of messages. Most of them are along the lines of, "Bro, is this really you?" But there's a text from his manager that reads, "Come in early, we need to talk."
"Felix!" Hyunjin wails.
Felix appears in his doorway quickly and Hyunjin shows him the text.
"I'm done for!"
"It'll blow over," Felix reassures him. "Don't worry too much. You've worked there the longest. They're not going to fire you over a misunderstanding like this."
Hyunjin sees another comment and screeches, "I'm not homophobic, I'm also gay!" Let's run. 어디든 숨 막히지 않은 곳으로 가, run. Run, run, yeah. 덜 떨어진 모습 다 숨기고 run.
They fire him. His manager is not too sympathetic about it either. Just telling him it came from above and that Hyunjin has to be careful with what he says. Hyunjin isn't even given a chance to explain his side of the story. Standing on the sidewalk with no job and no reference, Hyunjin feels like cursing all over again. It makes sense to fire one troublesome employee rather than risk a boycott from Han's gigantic fanbase. Hyunjin has seen how fanbases go to bat for their idols. Their power is amazing. He just never thought he'd be the recipient of it. No, not the recipient, the victim.
His job doesn't care enough to defend him, defend the truth, because they need the business from Han's fans. There's no one to support Hyunjin in this situation. That pisses him off more. "They fired me," Hyunjin texts to his friends. "What the fuck?" he gets back immediately from Felix before someone says, "Yeah!" Hyunjin looks up in surprise. There's a stranger standing in front of him, a scowl on her face. "Can I help you?" Hyunjin asks, even though he wants to call her out for speaking to him so rudely. "You're him, aren't you?" she asks. "The one from the video." Hyunjin scowls. "I don't know what you're talking about." "It is you," she continues. "I hope they fired you. Hanoppa deserves better than to be served coffee by someone like you." Hyunjin snorts. "He's not as perfect as you seem to think." He realizes, after he said it, he should have kept his mouth shut. The look on her face turns murderous. "How dare you!" she yells. "He could sue you for defamation!"
Gotta go," Hyunjin says, and turns to run.
By the time he gets home, the interaction has already made it online.
"Bro," Felix says when Hyunjin comes in.
"I know," Hyunjin whines, immediately scooping up Kami for comfort cuddles. "I couldn't help it. But look at this." He turns his phone to show Felix the headline, "Han anti-fan continues tirade outside coffee shop."
"Tirade," Hyunjin grumbles unhappily. "I said one thing to her." He can't help but look at the comments.
"Yikes," Felix says as he reads over Hyunjin's shoulder. "Am I an anti-fan if I was never his fan?" Hyunjin asks. Felix laughs. "I've definitely heard you listening to his music." "Not a lot," Hyunjin grumbles, "and never again." It proves impossible for Hyunjin to find a job, even at the convenience store down the street. No one is hiring, and if the shop or cafe owners are tuned into idol news or news about Han, they want nothing to do with Hyunjin once they realize who he is. Even though he's kept quiet and refrained from defending himself in the comments on the video, the comments haven't stopped. When his old job releases a formal apology for his behavior and announces his termination, he screams. It draws the shocked attention of the other people in the chicken restaurant, and Jung-in hisses at him to shut up.
"Don't get me fired, too," Jung-in says.
"We'd all starve," Hyunjin says sadly. Jung-in's part-time job at the chicken and beer restaurant has kept them all well-fed with his employee discount. The owner doesn't even care that Jung-in gives his discount to his friends, since Jung-in is such a good worker. But the owner is also a massive Han fan, so she can't know that Hyunjin is Han's newest and maybe only anti-fan. Jung-in leaves the table and comes back with another beer, placing it next to where Hyunjin has buried his head in his arms. "Ayana," Hyunjin says pathetically, "do you think I'm a bad person?" "Hmm," Jung-in says. Hyunjin picks his head up off the table and pouts at him. Jung-in makes a face.
"Oh, stop, of course you're not a bad person."
"I'll always have you,"
Hyunjin coos, scooting around so he can hug Jung-in.
"Annoying," Jung-in comments,
but seems to realize Hyunjin is actually sad, so he lets him cling. Sungmin shows up a little while later when Hyunjin is sadly picking at his chicken.
"He saw it?" Sungmin asks Jung-in as he sits down.
Jung-in sighs. "I can't cheer him up."
"I'm right here," Hyunjin grumbles.
"How did the interview go?" Sungmin asks. "Never mind," Hyunjin says. "Go back to ignoring me." Jung-in laughs, but Sungmin just looks at Hyunjin inquiringly. Hyunjin sighs. "It went the same as the last three. It was fine until they realized I'm the one from the articles, and then they said they didn't want to hire me."
"Ah, Hyunjin, ah," Sungmin sighs.
"It's not my fault," Hyunjin grumbles. "It's Han's." Jung-in brings more chicken and beer for Sungmin, and they listen to his complaint about how the work schedule has shifted around to cover Hyunjin's absence rather than hiring a new person. "I'm sorry," Hyunjin says miserably. "I never thought this would happen."
"That's not what I meant," Sungmin says. "It's not your fault the manager won't hire someone new."
Hyunjin is silently cursing both his old manager and Han Ji-sung again when his phone rings. It's an unknown number, but instead of ignoring it like usual, he answers in the hopes that it will be another job interview.
"Hello?"
"Hwang Hyunjin-si?" the stranger asks.
"You're hard to get hold of."
Hyunjin frowns.
"Who is this?" Han Zewon from GBC, the man answers. I'm calling you about an opportunity. Hyunjin tries to remember applying at a television studio, but that's not something he would apply for. But there was a cafe within his studio that he remembers looking at. He must have applied in his frenzy. Han Zewon is already speaking again. Would you be able to come in for a discussion tomorrow? Yes, of course, Hyunjin says eagerly. Perfect, Han Zewon says. What's your email? I'll send you the details. After giving his information and ending the call, Hyunjin hangs up with a smile on his face. Jung-in and Sung-min are looking at him expectantly. I don't even remember applying for that job, but I have an interview tomorrow. Jung-in slaps his shoulder and goes to retrieve more beers. Hyunjin downs his with a grin. The studio is closer to Hyunjin's old job than he'd like, but if it's the only place willing to hire him, he's not going to be picky. The woman at the front desk checks his ID and then brings him to a conference room one floor up. Hyunjin looks around curiously for the cafe, but doesn't see it at first glance. He's left alone with a bottle of water and sweaty palms. He shouldn't be so nervous because he's had his share of interview practice in the last few days. And he definitely has the barista skills he needs for this job. But the longer he sits in the conference room alone, the sicker he feels. The door finally opens again, startling him. He stands up to greet the two people entering, a man with a bright grin and fashionable scarf, and a woman with curly hair and large glasses. They're both exuding excitable energy, and Hyunjin smiles and tries to match it a little. You must be Hyunjin Shi, the man exclaims, shaking Hyunjin's hand before gesturing for him to sit again. I'm Han Jaewon. We spoke on the phone, and this is the assistant director, No Doyun Shi. Nice to meet you, Hyunjin says politely as they all sit down, but... Assistant director? For the program, Jaewon grins. Are you ready to hear about it? Hyunjin frowns. I thought this was a job interview? For a barista position in the cafe? Do we have a cafe? Jaewon asks, turning to Doyun. She presses her lips together like she's trying not to curse. Jaewon Shi, did you tell Hyunjin Shi what we asked him here to talk about? Jaewon blinks. Of course. I said I was calling from the studio and that there was an opportunity we wanted to discuss. What else could I have been talking about besides a television program? There's silence as Jaewon's face jumps between Doyun's exasperated face and Hyunjin's confused face. I think there's been a mistake, Hyunjin finally says. Sorry to waste your time. No, don't go, Jaewon pleads as Hyunjin starts to stand. You haven't even heard the proposal. But it's for a TV show, Hyunjin says. I don't do TV shows. I make coffee. This would pay you more than coffee, Doyun says, and no customers. Hyunjin swallows. More money and no caffeine addicts making his life difficult does sound nice. He sits back down slowly and Jaewon beams. Okay, here it is, Jaewon starts, sliding a packet of papers across the table to Hyunjin. We want you to be on a reality show where you pretend to live with an idol. What? Hyunjin couldn't have heard that right. An idol? We're still ironing out all of the details, but it would be about a week at a time, or a long weekend, Doyun explains. The idol's schedule has to be taken into account as well, so all of that might change. We can provide transportation to and from the filming locations if you can't get there on your own. What? Hyunjin says again. It will be a lot of fun, Jaewon says. It'll show the public the reality of living with an idol, showing his more human side. Who is it? Hyunjin finally asks when he realizes they're completely serious about this. Who would agree to this? Well, he hasn't agreed yet, Doyun says slowly. We need you on board first. What does that have to do with it? Hyunjin asks in disbelief. Shouldn't the idol be the main point? The main point is the two of you together, Jaewon says, reaching out and tapping the proposal that Hyunjin has left untouched. It can't be anyone else. Hyunjin finally looks down at the front page. So I married the anti-fan. Hyunjin has a sick, furious feeling about who the idol is, but what comes out of his mouth is a blurted, "Married?" Well, not exactly, Jaewon says. It's just a catchy title. Tell me the idol, Hyunjin says quickly, please. I think you already know, Do-yoon says with a smile. It's Hanshi. Fuck no, is on the tip of Hyunjin's tongue, but he bites down on the curse. The world is already vilifying him for not liking Han. He can't give them more fuel. That's exactly what this show would do, too, so why the hell would he participate? Besides the fact that he never wants to see Han again, this would just be asking for trouble and hate comments. I am going to have to decline, Hyunjin finally says, surprised at how calm and respectful his voice sounds. Aw, why? Jaewon all but pouts. This doesn't sound good for me, Hyunjin explains haltingly. I'm not sure what you've seen online, but this is not going to make the comments stop. That's part of the entertainment, Do-yoon explains. At Hyunjin's scowl, she is quick to continue. It'll show that you're not as much of an anti-fan as the public is painting you to be, and it'll show Hanshi's more human side as well. It'll give you a chance to talk about your disagreement where everyone can see, and then people can understand both of you better. Hyunjin does like the sound of the real story being told, but he's not sure he's willing to go through everything they're talking about just to prove he's right. He'd have to be on the show, be scrutinized by millions of people, hang out with Han. He shudders. I still don't think so, Hyunjin starts to say, trailing off when Do-yoon flips open the proposal and he sees the amount he'd make doing the show. It's more than he'd make as a barista for a year, and then some. Oh. Oh? Jaewon repeats hopefully. I'll do it, Hyunjin says. Where do I sign? When Hyunjin tells his friends about the show, Felix looks like he's trying not to laugh, and Sungmin immediately looks furious. You're doing what? Sungmin asks sharply. Are you out of your mind? No, Hyunjin replies hotly, but I'll be out of this apartment if I don't make some money soon. Kami can't be homeless. Felix frowns at him. Kami is sitting in his lap, and Felix cuddles him closer to him. Don't say that. I'd never kick you out. Hyunjin reaches across and pats Felix's knee. That's sweet, Lix, but if I can't pay rent, you can't stay either. Felix frowns and looks around. They were lucky to find the place they did, even if the staircase up the side of the building is four flights. It's a cute rooftop apartment with two rooms and a large outdoor space decorated with lights and a large seating platform. They're currently sitting on it with Sungmin, snacks and drinks spread between the three of them as they wait for Jongin to get off work and join them. They'd asked Hyunjin right away how the job interview went, and he couldn't wait until Jongin arrived to tell them what happened. That sounds like the stupidest thing you could do, Sungmin says, and I'm not even sorry for saying it. Hyunjin frowns. What else should I do? No one will hire me, and I don't have a lot of savings, and if I give up and move home, I screw over Felix. This may be a little about Felix, but it's also about your pride, Sungmin says. Min, Felix says quickly as Hyunjin huffs, but he can't be too mad at Sungmin. Underneath the harsh words is concern for Hyunjin's well-being. He's right, Hyunjin says quietly. It is about my pride, but it's also about what's fair. They just believe everything Han says because he's an idol and he's done no wrong. But he was a jerk, and no one cares or believes me. At this point, I don't even want him to apologize. I just hate being called a liar. It could be dangerous, though, Felix says. His fans are intense. Some of them in a not-so-good way. Can it get worse from what's already happening? Hyunjin asks. At least if I do the show, I can tell my own story. Felix and Sungmin exchange a loaded glance that Hyunjin can't interpret, but further conversation is interrupted by the arrival of Jongin dragging himself up the metal staircase. Finally, Felix greets warmly, reaching out a hand to draw Jongin onto the platform.
Kami jumps up to greet him, and Jung-in slumps down with his head in Felix's lap.
What took so long?
Bom-gyu wanted to see a movie, Jung-in says.
Where is he now? Hyun-jin asks, looking around.
Jung-in's boyfriend used to come hang out with them a lot, but he hasn't been around lately.
Jung-in shrugs, focused on petting Kami.
Home, I think. Is there food?
You haven't eaten yet? Sung-min asks sharply. It's late.
Jung-in slits his eyes open to look at Sung-min.
Why are you yelling at me?
Sorry for caring, Sung-min huffs and gets up. Jung-in watches him stalk off for the apartment with a bemused look on his face. Felix starts to card his fingers through Jung-in's hair, and Hyun-jin watches through the window as Sung-min starts to heat up the leftovers from their dinner for Jung-in.
Speaking of caring, Jung-in says, looking at Hyun-jin, did you get the job?
Hyun-jin tells him about the television program and the payout, and Jung-in responds with appropriately delighted and frustrated noises. He seems on board for Hyun-jin to go through with it.
Han-shi is really going to do it?
Hyun-jin shrugs. The PD said they can't do it unless both of us agree to it, so I'm hoping he says yes.
I don't know why he would, Sung-min says, returning and wordlessly handing Jung-in a bowl.
Jung-in sits up to take it with a happy noise and grins at Sung-min. Sung-min turns back to Hyun-jin immediately, but Hyun-jin sees his ears turning red. He does his best not to exchange a significant glance with Felix.
Honestly, I don't either, Hyun-jin says, but I need the money, so I hope he does.
Are you sure you'll be okay? Felix asks.
He looks worried, and Hyun-jin knows he's been keeping an eye on him the past few days.
We don't want you to get hurt.
I'll be fine, Hyun-jin says, with a confidence he doesn't really feel. But he needs the money, and he needs to be right. He can ignore some hurtful comments for that.
He scoots across the platform and lays his head in Felix's lap, sighing in contentment when Felix immediately sinks his fingers in his hair.
Jung-in gives him a disgusted look, as if he wasn't just doing the same, and Hyun-jin sticks his tongue out.
Just pet my hair and call me pretty and I'll be fine.
The only thing predictable about life is its unpredictable ability. Anyone can be anything. You can be everything.
Hyun-jin gets a call from the studio a few days later. Han said no to the opportunity, so the show can't go forward.
He's so annoying, Hyun-jin cries when he hangs up.
He throws his phone on his bed and then screams when it bounces and lands on the floor. He can't afford a new one right now.
Me?
Felix asks, poking his head in the room. Kami barks and follows Felix in.
Han, Hyun-jin says, with as much derision as he can muster. They said he won't do the show.
Maybe that's for the best, Felix says. He comes closer and picks up Hyun-jin's phone, checking it for cracks before handing it over.
You'll get another job eventually.
If I move back in with my parents, will you move with me? Hyun-jin simpers.
I'd rather keep you as a house husband, Felix replies.
Hyun-jin tries to laugh, but the ever-persistent worry of money is gnawing at his brain again. If Han won't do the show, Hyun-jin needs another way to get Han to admit he'd acted like an asshole and tell the world to leave Hyun-jin alone. That's Hyun-jin's only option besides waiting for the rabid netizens to calm down, and he doesn't have time to wait for them.
You have Han's fan cafe, right? Hyun-jin asks.
Felix shoots him a curious look.
I do, he says slowly.
Why? Do you want me to unsubscribe?
That's sweet, but no, Hyun-jin says. Can I post something there?
Felix warily lets Hyun-jin type out a long post explaining the real sequence of events that occurred at the cafe. Hyun-jin has posted it in other places as well to no avail, but addressing it to Han and the other fans is maybe a better bet.
You're gonna get me banned, Felix mumbles as he posts it. I'm not supposed to let other fans use my account to write things. Plus, I have a feeling the admins aren't gonna like this.
Felix has to head to work shortly after, taking his phone with him. So Hyun-jin is left to drape himself moodily across the couches and wait for Felix's updates when he has breaks from baking cookies and decorating cakes. When Felix's text does come, it's not good news.
I got suspended. Sobbing emoji. You were going to unsubscribe anyway, right? Gritted teeth emoji. Sorry, Yongboga. So the fan cafe is a bust. Next, Hyunjin sends an email straight to JYP, but doesn't expect that to go anywhere either. He also writes a letter that he asks Sungmin to give to either Han or his manager next time they come into the cafe. Sungmin accepts the envelope with a shake of his head. I mean, I'll try, but no one has seen him there since your fight with him. Hyunjin is running out of options. Unless he takes the letter down to the company himself and tapes it to the window or shove it under a door, why can't he take it down there himself? Everyone knows where the JYP building is, so it'd be extremely easy. He writes a new letter, reins himself in from writing fuck you at the end, and heads to the bus station. He doesn't tell his friends where he's going, because he knows how desperate and unhinged he's acting right now. He does remember a hat and a mask, though, just in case he runs into any of Han's fans outside the building. However, when he gets to the front of the building, he realizes the hat and mask won't do much to help him. There are simply too many of Han's fans outside, and they spot him as the outsider he is the minute he sidles up to the security booth to try and slip them the letter. You know we can't do that, the security guard says. Please, Hyunjin says, it's important. They all are, the guard replies. Now step away from the booth. Hyunjin sighs and steps back. One of Han's fans on the edge of the crowd is eyeing him curiously, and Hyunjin nods briefly before turning to hurry away. Excuse me, sorry, Hyunjin mumbles as he ducks through the crowd. They've completely blocked the way for him to leave, and as he goes to scoot around one of them, their elbow bumps his head. It doesn't really hurt, but it does knock his hat off his head. Shit, he hisses. He scrambles on the ground for both his hat and his letter, which he dropped in the commotion. Hey, it's him, one of the fans calls. Hyunjin freezes. He's still wearing the mask, but his blonde hair is falling into his face. He's not sure how they recognized him just from that, but Han's fans really are not to be messed with. Before Hyunjin can react, the other fans start to shove him from one side to the other. Hey, he cries, leave me alone! What are you doing here, one of them asks. Bothering Han-chi again? Relax, Hyunjin snipes back. I was just trying to- Hey! He cuts off abruptly as he's hauled to his feet. He freezes when he looks into the eyes of his rescuer. Hyunjin definitely recognizes him this time. Han Ji-sung. Fuck, Hyunjin says eloquently. Han's eyes flash with some indiscernible emotion before he turns to face his crowd of fans. What's going on here, everyone? Han asks. Nothing, his fans chorus back, suddenly docile and sweet-sounding. Hyunjin throws them a dirty look, and one of them catches it and sticks her tongue out at him. Hyunjin returns the gesture, rolling his eyes at himself when he realizes he's still wearing a mask. Listen, everyone, Han continues. Hyunjin tugs his arm away and Han lets him go, but he sticks close to Hyunjin's side. He must have had a good reason to come find me like this. I think I should hear him out, right? Hyunjin stops trying to edge away. Is Han really going to listen to him? On Han's other side is the other man from the coffee shop, Mina. He's frowning at Hyunjin, and Hyunjin does his best to avoid his gaze. No, the crowd choruses. Aw, come on, Han says, shooting them one of his signature charming smiles. Hyunjin blinks in surprise. He never thought he'd be this close to it. He deserves that chance, at least. Hyunjin's lip curls at how easily Han works the crowd and makes them feel better about the decision he's making. It's Han's decision, he should just make it and be done with it. But this way the crowd feels better about it too, and Han's hand slips down to wrap around Hyunjin's wrist. Hey, Hyunjin protests, but it dies down when Han shoots him another look. The smile hasn't dropped from Han's face, but his eyes look cold. What's with that look? Hyunjin mumbles, and he's a few beats late to realize Han is tugging him toward the building by his wrist. Mino hurries after them. Han doesn't stop moving once they're inside, just keeps dragging Hyunjin along until they get to a secluded room. Hyunjin looks around with wide eyes, momentarily distracted by the chance to see one of the legendary practice rooms, but Han interrupts his fascinated staring. What are you doing here? Han asks sharply. Hyunjin huffs angrily. He shoves the letter in Han's direction. Trying to give you this. Han stares at the battered envelope in Hyunjin's hand for a long moment before looking at Hyunjin again. I already read it, Han replies. Hyunjin frowns, hand dropping to his side in defeat. What? When? The fan cafe, Mino replies. We saw the post, Hyungwon-ji.
It's Hyunjin, Hyunjin says sharply. They both look at him in surprise. It's Hwang Hyunjin, which you should remember since it's your fault I lost my job.
Han rolls his eyes. It's my fault you lost your temper?
You lost your temper too, Hyunjin replies hotly, but I'm the only one who is suffering because of it. Take some responsibility.
All right, enough, Mino says. You can't talk to him like that.
Why not? Hyunjin replies. Because he's an idol, he can do no wrong.
Han snorts. The letter crumples into a ball as Hyunjin clutches his fist. He tosses it to the floor at Han's feet. Never mind, Hyunjin says. I don't know what I was expecting, since I already know you're not the nice guy you pretend to be. He can feel Han's gaze burn into his back as he leaves, and he's surprised to hear footsteps follow him out. When he turns, it's Mino. I can't just let you wander around the building, he says, gesturing for Hyunjin to walk a certain way. I'll show you out. The door he leads Hyunjin to lets him out on a side street rather than the front, and Hyunjin barely has time to realize he's been brought to a safe place without the fans before the door slams behind him. Hyunjin huffs and shoves his hat back on his head before walking away. Good riddance to them both. I don't wanna lose a part of me, you got my heart, you know. 내가 변한 거라면 다시 또 다가가더라도 방법이 없는 건 진짜 아니잖아. 21 줄기 너도 아직은 머릿속에 내가 이미 다른 사람이 있다는 건 이해도.